Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Section bringing us back with our anthem, my friends. Even when times get rough and you've had enough, still got to try. That's you, small business owners, against all odds. I know how you are. It's the reason I'm so proud of you, and it's the reason why I do what I do every day here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. We built that just for you. It's all free. Use it, wear it out, use it to your advantage. Break it, and we'll fix it and put it back out there. ageofthecustomer.com, that's the one for my book. Joe Barker's our guest, longtime 11-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of Paradigms, the Business of Discovering the Future, among many other books, joebarker.com. If you go to that website, you'll get so much smarter, and you'll thank me later. Joe, thanks again for being here. All right, I've got my sleeves rolled up here, Joe. Let's talk about climate change. You've got some new stuff coming at us maybe not even from the future.
Well, actually, what is this comparison of the past to the future? And what I sent you was a set of pictures. Well, I sent you two different topics, but one was a set of pictures that said, this is what we're seeing in the world around. And what's interesting about those pictures is some of them I wouldn't have used because they have really old dates on them. But the flip side is, the example, the glacier one, where, you know, here it is in the 40s and the 50s, and the glacier's right out to the edge. This is in Alaska. And clearly wonderful snowy coverage and everything. Mm-hmm. And then they go to a contemporaneous date, more contemporary date. And there's no snow or ice around. And mm-hmm. The comet is, I think it was 6 miles in, it had gone. And the glaciers are becoming a really important marker for what's going on, because some glaciers are getting bigger, but at a much slower rate than the ones that are getting smaller. And it's a long-term indicator that the planet has heated up.
Right.
So,
but over what period? Here's my question, Joel. Mm-hmm. And you know me, I'm going to take I'm not saying that you're not right. I'm just saying, if you go back even further, if we could take a drone shot of the Caribbean, or a drone shot of the Aleutian Islands, and we went back 10,000 years. Those would be land bridges,
right?
And there would be no, we wouldn't be able to have a picture of the Great Lakes because they'd be covered in a glacier, not even having been made yet.
At least a mile deep.
Exactly. So, but my point is I'm concerned about drawing conclusions that make major policy decisions based on something that's happened in the last 50 years when it's been going on for 10,000 years.
Well, here's the difference, Jim, and this is why this conversation is always so important. The change that you talked about, the Ice Age, took 100,000 years to happen, basically. Okay? The melt rate here is happening in years.
That's what you're concerned about, the acceleration.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's what the scientists are saying. Was, we do not disagree that the Earth was a snowball. And as cold as you could make it, almost ice from, you know, the northern hemisphere to the southern hemisphere.
And a place where you couldn't plant corn, by
exactly.
The way.
And now we have North Dakota planting corn when they never could plant corn before. Mm-hmm. And that has happened in less than probably a generation and a half. So the speed at which, and the question is, what's the one difference that we can see? And when we run the charts, take the ice studies, we see carbon dioxide mm-hmm. occurring or increasing at a much faster rate than it did during the Ice Age. So other than that, the planet's been through it before. It'll do it again. It'll go from hot to cold. But it had its own cycle, and what we did is we accelerated it. So that's the point I'm making is it has consequences. In fact, let's talk about the other one that I sent you about the parasite, because mm-hmm. that's an example of consequences that nobody was talking about until just this last year. So the article on parasites says, as we run through what we think the general temperature changes happening around the world, we will lose up to 30% of our parasites because they are very susceptible to change in temperature.
But we'll lose good ones and bad ones.
Well, you get what I when I first
because I want to know said, I want to know I if said, that will include the mites that are killing our bees.
Well, this is the interesting question. They haven't studied that.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like, oh, who cares about parasites? Well, heck, if you got them, you care about them.
Right.
And anything, if you take any kind of large-scale species and knock off 30% of those species, you're going to see a big difference. Because, and the joke was, when I first read the thing, I thought, oh, good deal. First order, good deal. Second order and third order.
Right.
It's
not
a different story, and we have to be sensitive to that.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Earth is a very fragile ecosystem.
Well,
all God's creatures play some role.
What I was going to say is, what you have to admire is the ecosystem will get through it. It's the question is, what will it do to civilization in terms of getting? See, because one of the things you could argue is, parasites have been killing human beings for as long as we've been around.
Right.
And if we take out 30% of our parasites, we have a healthier population. Flip side is, the ecologists say, if you don't have parasites, we believe you have an unhealthy ecosystem because they're part of the package.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. All of God's creatures have a role.
Well, the main thing that this is, we wrap up here, and as I've said before, I've never denied that human beings are contributing to the speed of climate change. My issue is U.S. policy that's asymmetrical with people who are polluting a lot more than we are. That's where my big issue is.
Yeah,
hold on to that thought. We're gonna come right back with our good friend Joel Barker. When we come back, we're gonna talk about growing meat from cells, not animals, not having to die. How about that?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.